Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us today as once again we face the issues. We always look forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the issue. We're talking about a broad range of things, but all of them have a common denominator, We're talking about today Russia, COVID, and national control. May I say global control. Russia, COVID, and national and global control. We're watching the stage being set. We're watching God come forward with the prophetic text. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, all of these things ought not to take us by surprise. We ought not to wonder why are these happening, how are they happening. We shouldn't even, as Christians in particular, we shouldn't even ask, wonder what will happen. You know, if you've read the book, the last chapter of the book, you know the story, you know the end of the story, you know what God is doing. And as we look at the prophetic text, we understand that today, we're seeing perhaps as never before in the history of the world, and especially if I could just go back and modify that slightly, since the beginning of the New Testament church, and we find with the Word of God coming to fruition today, we ought to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that God's still on the throne. He's not asleep. He's not on vacation. He's not impotent. He's not dead. He hadn't even had COVID. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the prophetic aspect of the eschatological future of this old world. We're watching it come, ladies and gentlemen, to a screeching halt, as it has been known and once known around the globe, as people have basically had the attitude, as the scripture says, in the last days, people will be marrying and giving in marriage, and basically, if you put it in the young blood vernacular, having a party in a good old time, not paying any attention to what God is doing and where this old world is going in the wrap-up stages. We're talking about some of those issues today, and Russia's in the forefront. COVID and the COVID-forced vaccinations in the forefront. We're watching today, ladies and gentlemen, as the coalition of the five nations, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, the five Islamic jihadist-controlled nations that will be led by Russia into Israel and then will carry out throughout the entire globe with a global war, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, leading into the ultimate conflagration that is called the Battle of Armageddon. Now, the war with Russia, Ezekiel 38 and 39, is not the Battle of Armageddon, but it leads into it. This is the reason we find in Matthew 24, the scripture talks about wars and rumors of wars. That word rumors means rumblings. And you can take a globe and spin it, close your eyes and spin it, place your finger any place on that globe, and you'll find there's some type of war or rumors of war, some type of conflict that's taking place on a global basis. And we're seeing it exponentially increase today as we find the wrap-up of this old world taking place. We'll be talking about that today. Love to entertain your thoughts, your comments, and how you see this taking place, and what do you think is happening, and where do you believe that we're going as a nation and as a people, and how should Christians respond? Those are the basic thoughts that I want to ask you to consider and entertain and respond. That telephone number is 831-0917. I'll have a brief monologue, and after the monologue, our lines are open for you to call and jump in the dialogue and the discussion at any point and place that you feel that you would like to. A lot of people say, I'd like to have, put in my 2 cents worth. Well, today the microphone is available for your 2 cents worth or 15 cents worth, however you view it. But we'd love to hear from you. But let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's not these discussions each and every day on Let's Face the Issues, not based on denominational dogma. It's not based on ideological bent of a political, philosophical rhetoric. It's not based on what someone might think or say. We're basing our conversation on a central Biblicist worldview, a central Biblicist worldview. And that central Biblicist worldview simply means that whatever takes place, we analyze it, we look at it, we scrutinize it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? It's the truth book. You can never go wrong with the truth book. It is the should be the light unto our pathway and the lamp unto our feet each and every day as we move about. If we would simply allow God to direct us through His Word, make a vast difference in the direction that America goes and, may I say, the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, in John 8, 31 and 32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to His disciples, gives some great insight, I believe, relevant to today and life and living. He says in the text in John 8, 31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth shall make you free. Jesus said, if you continue, stay, constantly be in my word, then you are going to know the truth. But He points it out very clearly. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. The word indeed means truly. It is evident token of whether or not we're followers of Jesus, disciples of Jesus, if we continue in His word. You reject His word, you question His word, you challenge His word, you deny His word, you demean His word. You're not a follower of Jesus Christ. You're not a disciple of Christ. It's as simple as that. You can say, well, I'll pick and choose what I want to believe. That's your prerogative and privilege. But it doesn't mean that you're a follower of Christ if you do that. It's either accept the totality of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, or you're casting it all off. There's a grave warning in the Bible. It's found four times throughout the Scripture, starting in Deuteronomy through the book of the Revelation. And it's a chide. It's a challenge. It is a caution if we add to the Word or take away from the Word. And most people do not realize that, apparently. So when we face the issues, we do so based on the truth. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further, He says in John 17, 17, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of God's word, not philosophical rhetoric. It's the truth of God's word. But ladies and gentlemen, let me simply do a little footnote to that. We're in a society today where truth is demeaned, dissed, rejected, refused, and denied on every hand. I'm talking about whether it's you're giving truth about political issues, if you're giving truth about theological, doctrinal, biblical issues. If you stand for the truth, ladies and gentlemen, there are going to be those that's going to reject it. It was George Orwell, the author of the dystopian novel entitled 1984, that made this statement. He said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find a nation today, a world today, where if you tell the truth, by the way, just a little parenthetical footnote on that, we've had thousands and thousands of doctors, immunologists, and researchers and scientists that have challenged Emperor Fauci, that have challenged the CDC, that have challenged the World Health Organization, and they will stand and tell the truth. They've been denied, they've been rejected, they've been demeaned, and they've been criticized and castigated and cast to the curb because they were telling the truth. And we're in a society today, ladies and gentlemen, where truth counts, where truth means something. It was as the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Jim DeMint said, warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And I find it antithetical to anything that should be called a central Biblicist viewpoint to deny the truth and reject the truth. But DeMint makes this statement. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of the Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. That says it all. That says it all. Even in our churches today, we're finding what I call the pop-up preachers with the pop-up churches, with the pop-up music and the pop-up theology. It's the cotton candy theology. It's the goosebump theology. Cotton candy, by the way, tastes good, but it's not filling. Goosebump theology makes you feel good, but it doesn't answer the problems and the questions that you have in life. And together, I just have lumped them together and call it voodoo theology. We have a lot of the voodoo theology out there today, and if you narrow it down to what the Bible says, then you'll find that they're denying the truth, rejecting the truth of the Word of God. This is the reason, by the way, I find it absolutely difficult to grasp that we had national Christian leaders that advised Christians to take the jab, the COVID jab, and said, made the asinine, stupid statement, if I can be plain, that if Jesus Christ were in the world today, that he would take the COVID jab. That's the biggest farce that I've ever heard come out of a mouth of any preacher, theological, or Christian leader, but that's the case. In fact, multitudes today have believed the devil's lie. They've lined up for the jab. This is the reason we have almost 500,000 people that have died from the COVID jab, and upward now of 1.5 million people that have been permanently injured in the United States of America, not counting around the globe, as a result of being lied to. Ladies and gentlemen, it's truth. Truth. I'm looking at a statement that was made by Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian and church reformer. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And that's my challenge to you, ladies and gentlemen, each and every day. I'm passionate about that we need to stand for the truth. And even if it means, and we're rapidly getting into the era where our lives will be on the line if you tell the truth. If you don't believe that, ladies and gentlemen, just look at what's happened in the nation of Canada just in the past couple of months. They've gone from a liberal democracy to a ultimate dictatorship in the nation of Canada today. We'll talk about that on this broadcast during the course of Let's Face the Issues today. And by the way, if you're tuned in today and you'd like to have others to tune in, pick up the telephone and call them. Give them that telephone number, 831-0917. Ask them to tune in to ilovethetruth.com radio and find Let's Face the Issues. Tune in by internet. Listen to it on the radio. But ladies and gentlemen, by all means, be informed. We're living in an era today where the major problem with Americans today is that most are not informed, do not know the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a full staff that can answer all of your questions. They can answer your questions about power backup equipment. They can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand lawn care equipment. And Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. But wait. Listen up. Good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's family-oriented, family environment, family-friendly. You're off if you're working at Tools for Time. You're off every Sunday so that you can worship with your family as God ordained it to be. Just drop by Tools for Time, 11291, that's 11291, Old St. Augustine Road. By the way, there's a gigantic flag at the campus there. It's at I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. The flagpole is about 165 feet in there, I'm told, and the gigantic U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find the flag and the flagpole at I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. The base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get into the essence of what I believe is vital today. You can roll the channel on any of the news channels, any of the television channels, and all of the radio channels, and at news break, news time, or if it's the network news, it's the constant coverage now of what's taking place in Russia and Ukraine and what's happening. And I want us to just knit a few little facts together to understand what's really taking place and how it plays into the eschatological future of America and the world. But ladies and gentlemen, the scripture is very clear in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1 and following that the scripture says perilous times shall come. May I modify that briefly without doing a disservice to the Word of God? Perilous times have come. They're here today. Perilous times, the word perilous means dark, dangerous, difficult, devastating, deadly. And we're watching that on every hand today. But ladies and gentlemen, the entire world is focused on Vladimir Putin, the dictator in Russia. By the way, he's been the dictator leader of Russia with the false, phony, fake Biden-style elections for the past 20 years. You heard me. The Biden-style elections. The Democratic Party, under the guise of using the Dominion software, the Dominion hardware, stole the election of 2020. Now, based on the DOJ's office and the words by Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, I've just stated that I questioned the 2020 election. And did you realize that if you question the 2020 election, you're on the list of what it would be called a domestic terrorist? If you question whether or not Biden has been legally elected as president, you are a domestic terrorist. If you stand before the school board and challenge their leadership and what they're teaching our kids in the public school system, they have raw pornography, they're teaching the LGBTQ sodomite lifestyle, they're teaching the CRT, they're teaching that it's okay to have sex with anybody, anytime, anyplace, they're teaching that that abortion is okay, they're taking funds and literature published for the Planned Parenthood. If you do that, ladies and gentlemen, you're a domestic terrorist. And that has been already been decided. And that's exactly what we see happening in an openness and out public statement by Trudeau in Canada. We're falling in the same pattern. We can count on it and watch that flowing across the northern border. And I understand, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that Trudeau and Biden's had some pretty good conference calls in the past 2 or 3 weeks. I believe that Biden's giving him the thumbs up to do what he's doing. And I believe it's because Biden has that in mind for the United States of America. But I want us to realize, ladies and gentlemen, that we are in perilous times. And we talk about Russia, and there are folks that will say, well, Russia's thousands and thousands of miles from America. It doesn't affect us. Ladies and gentlemen, listen up very carefully. When you look at Ezekiel 38 and 39, Russia leads a coalition of five nations. And that coalition of five nations will come against Israel and ultimately be a conflagration around the world. Russia and five nations, according to Ezekiel 38, it will be Iran, Turkey, Germany, Libya, and Syria. And by the way, and we'll talk about it during the course of this broadcast, Vladimir Putin in Russia already has understandings and agreements with Iran, understanding agreements with Turkey, Germany, Libya, and Syria. In fact, there are probably more Russian tanks and submarines and military apparatus in Syria today than you'd ever dream possible. I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, watching the Word of God leap off the page. We're talking about Russia, COVID, and national or international global control, and the controls by Big Brother, Uncle Sam, as we call it, Big Tech, that is now controlling what you can say, what you can not say, and how they will filter it if you say it, and it's not the way they like it. But Russia, ladies and gentlemen, is Russia and the Russian forces are there encircling. I don't know if you've looked at any of the recent news on Fox or other news that's, how would you say, responsible news reporting. And Fox doesn't report it necessarily 100% correct, but it's better than what I found on the Communist Network News. But ladies and gentlemen, when you look at the Ukraine and you see that Russian troops are about 200,000 troops surrounding Ukraine. They are armed, they are aggressive, they are angry, and they are eagerly awaiting the opportunity. Now listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Biden and his administration has known for the past year that Russia was progressively, incrementally setting up forces encircling Ukraine. It's not new, didn't happen overnight. It's been escalated, it's become public news overnight. But it's because of the fact that Biden has been silent for the past year. One news article I read said for the past 9 months. I'm going to be bold and say for the past year. He's known that. When I think that, because he's been so tightly knitted with Ukraine and the funds from American taxpayers to the Ukrainian government that Hunter Biden has been involved in, milking the system. We'd send millions of dollars to Ukraine, ladies and gentlemen, and Hunter Biden would drain it out of the accounts of the politicians in Ukraine. But we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the setting up of the battle with Russians going in and taking by force Ukrainians. There are several thousand Russians still in Ukraine that now Russia has asked them to leave, providing transport and a place for them to stay, for them to get out of Ukraine. Today, there's about 2,000 plus Jews in Ukraine, and they are now on the edge of their seat, fearful for their lives. We're watching today, ladies and gentlemen. The latest thing was that the Russian troops have now set up kind of a semi-hospital outpost with blood supply. You wouldn't put in a blood supply unless you know there's going to be blood shed, and you're doing that to protect your troops. That's what Vladimir Putin is doing, ladies and gentlemen. Vladimir Putin envisions the re-amalgamation of the old USSR, and he believes that he is the kingpin to do that. He believes that he can do that, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that's his ploy, that's his plan, that's the plot that's being carried out today. The troop buildup around Ukraine has been happening there, as I said, for about a year. Do you recall, ladies and gentlemen, the last time, listen carefully, you recall the last time Putin invaded parts of Ukraine and took some of the other smaller countries, if you call it that, in the Russian former USSR territory? You know when that happened? 2014. Who was in charge at the White House? It was Biden and Obama. They laughably sloughed it off as being nothing. And now their former CIA director, Clapper, James Clapper, has just announced this morning that he thinks that, quote, Biden and Obama made a mistake in 2014. They should have been more harsh on Russia and what they were doing. But ladies and gentlemen, they weren't harsh then. They're not harsh now, because that's been a piggy bank out of Russia and out of Ukraine. That's been a piggy bank for the Biden cabal. They made hundreds of millions of dollars off the billions of dollars that taxpayers have sent to Ukraine for their protection. Even as we speak, ladies and gentlemen, hundreds of billions of dollars of armament, of military power and equipment, not manpower now, and equipment's been sent into the Ukraine. And I would be willing to tell you, Hunter Biden and his apparatuses are well, founded with the foundation in Ukraine, siphoning off as much of that money as humanly possible. That's being done. Nothing is being said about it. But ladies and gentlemen, that took place in 2014, and it's happening again. And when we look at the Ezekiel 38 and 39, and I've called it war with Russia and preaching that text for many, many, many years, I believe we need to understand what is taking place. Russia is armed and angry, they're aggressive, and they're patiently awaiting the opportunity to go in and reclaim all of the territory that was formerly USSR. I'm looking at a massive article. It's about 25 or 30-page article, and I'm just going to read a blurb or two for you for your edification to set the stage on this portion of the broadcast of what we're saying. Now, we're going to be talking about Russia. We'll be talking about Russia and Ukraine. We'll be talking about Canada and the truckers and what took place there. We'll be talking about COVID-19 and the lies that we've been told. In fact, just recently, a major newspaper reported that the CDC, the FDA, been lying to the general public for now 2 years, lying to us about the deaths, lying to us about the side effects, lying to us about the dangers of the COVID vaccination, and yet it's being done. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that God's still on the throne, that the stage is being set for these final, final days. Here's an article that says, Russia, Ukraine, U.S. allies announce sanctions, condemn Russia. The article starts out with fast facts. Ukraine's Minister of Foreign Affairs is warning its citizens across the border in Russia to depart immediately. Wednesday, an uncertainty surrounds Russia's next military moves. Russia has amassed more than 190,000 troops along the Ukrainian border, and the U.S. says that the U.S., United Kingdom, Canada, Japan, Australia, and Germany are among the nations that announced sanctions against Russia as Moscow appears poised for a full invasion. And I'm looking at a map, ladies and gentlemen, and let me just give you some information that you may or may not know. Did you know that we have 9,200 U.S. troops in Poland? Poland is adjoining a border adjoining the Ukraine. We have today about 4,000 NATO troops led by the UK and Canada and Germany in Latvia. We have today in Lithuania, we have troops. We have troops in Germany, 34,300 U.S. troops there. In the Ukraine, there's 205,000 Ukrainian troops. There's in Romania, 1,900 U.S. troops. Bulgaria, we have 2,500 U.S. troops. And ladies and gentlemen, those troops are representing parts of what is called NATO. And we have an alliance with NATO that will protect them if there's anything coming out of the Ukraine-Russian battle that will overflow into the NATO nations. And Biden is saying we're not sending boots on the ground into the Ukraine. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, that's the way the war in Vietnam started. That's the way the 20-year Afghanistan war took place. That's the way it took place in what was called the Korean conflict in 1950, 51, 52, and 53. It was never declared a war. We were literally in a proxy battle with China at the time we had the Korean conflict. In Afghanistan, the better half of that 20-plus year battle was a proxy war with Russia. We're watching now this same scenario taking place again. Will we have boots on the streets in Ukraine if Russia goes full force and attacks? I believe we will. And yet Biden is saying no. He is simply saying he's going to put major, major restrictions on them. And in those restrictions, setting up some type of restrictions against them and their funds, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I believe that it's just simply going to cause Putin to do what he wants to do even more so. And I'll tell you why in just a moment. For example, one of the NATO members, listen, one of the NATO members is Turkey. And this article says Turkey finds itself divided over Russia and Ukraine conflict. Why is that so? Because you have Turkey with the broad frontage on the Black Sea. Russia faces the Black Sea. The Ukrainians face the Black Sea. Romania and Bulgaria all facing the Black Sea. That is the seaport, the seaway for all of those nations. And Turkey is divided as to who they need to take a stand with. But Turkey, ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. Turkey, one of the five nations that follow Russia into the final Russian battle that takes place in Ezekiel 38 and 39. There's some good news that I need to tuck in at this point. If you've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, if you know him as your personal Savior, I'm not talking about if you're a church member. I'm not saying if you're Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, if you're a member of any of the other clubs or organizations. That's not what I'm talking about. If you said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, we won't be here when that ultimate battle takes place. This battle with Russia, it'll be on a global basis. It's after the rapture of the church. It is in the final 7 years, final days of the 7 years of tribulation before the Battle of Armageddon sets in and wraps up this old world in that conflict and conflagration that's around the world. But Turkey, ladies and gentlemen, is one of those nations that will follow, be led by Russia. Turkey's alliance with Russia is very, very, very tight simply because of the pipeline that brings in oil and gas, natural gas and oil, for all of Europe and for Germany. If Russia shuts off that pipeline, and Germany is now faking it that we have shut off Nord Stream 2 pipeline, and they will not do that. They're doing that as a head fake, if you want to call it that, making it look as though they're siding with NATO and siding with America, but they're doing that only as a temporary point because Germany cannot do without that Russian oil. Today, I'm told that America gets about 30% of our oil from Russia. In the next 3 to 6 months, we'll look at $5 to $6 a gallon for gasoline in America because of what we see taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, there's much, much more to talk about. We're going to have the top of the hour news for 1 minute. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.